This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Matt Cohen here. Moving quick here. We're going to go into the next segment and continue taking your phone calls and covering a bunch of news that's breaking, like these two articles. Trump, first and only candidate to qualify as GOP nominee. Trump meets delegate threshold for GOP's Rule 40. But they're talking about that's a certain threshold to even be considered. They're talking about taking people that don't qualify under Rule 40 and letting them come and take the primary from. And that's in another article by Kurt Nemo. RNC says delegates not bound to primary votes. We already knew that, but they're openly saying they're getting ready to steal it. And nobody said an article on this that I could see. It was buried in an article. Federal Reserve gives money to Hillary, Cruz, and nothing to Trump. That is another huge populist endorsement against the private foreign banking cartel. Certainly it is for me. There are articles like Federal Reserve official under fire for donating to Hillary. There's other articles mentioning who the Federal Reserve gave to and who their employee union gave to. It's the employee union, but the union directs where it goes from the top people. And that was, again, to Hillary, none to Trump. That tells me everything I need to know, Gerald Celente.
Well, you know, you talk about the Federal Reserve. I don't know. This came out last week. Fed President Dick Fisher admitted, quote, the Fed front-loaded an enormous market rally in order to create a wealth effect. He said that a few months ago. At the anniversary of when they began this scheme of quantitative easing and zero interest rate policy just a week and a half ago, he told CNBC, quote, we injected cocaine and heroin into the system, you know, to enable this wealth effect that he admits didn't work. And he says, quote, now we are maintaining it with Ritalin. And Fisher also confirmed that the, quote, the Fed is a giant weapon that has no ammunition left. So in thinking about the Federal Reserve and using those words, heroin and cocaine, isn't that illegal? Heroin, cocaine? And that's all this was. It's injections, heroin and cocaine injections to keep the money junkies alive.
And by the way, the Federal Reserve's been caught. I remember the AP when I was first on air in 96. The Texas Fed in San Antonio got caught with multi-billions in cocaine money in it. So they also launder the money physically, but then also have the allegory of injecting us with heroin and cocaine.
So is it any surprise that they're backing the people that support them, that created? Look what the Clinton administrations did for the Federal Reserve and the whole banking system. You remember that? What was it? Alan
it's amazing.
Greenspan.
It's amazing. Ron Paul really should. And I get he's a purist. He should really come out as a populist, just as an anti-establishment move for Trump. And then I guarantee you Trump would adopt a lot of his policies. I know he admires Ron Paul. I know that when Rand attacked, who I also didn't like, attacked Trump, Trump hit back. And so I know, you know, somebody called my son a weasel and a wimp and an idiot. You know, I wouldn't like it. But I think that those three ought to reconcile because this is really important. Let's talk to Mark in Illinois. He wants to talk about Trump and the media. Real quick, we're almost out of time.
Okay, very good. Yeah, with you guys having shows like you have, you know, with Mr. Soros, you know, Stone Zone and your show, why couldn't Trump, you know, using the media like he's got, refer to his website where he can have us go to that? I'm sure there's just millions of folks that just use mainstream media.
Well, sure. Trump sends out links and stuff on his Twitter to tens of millions, and he's come on this show and others, and he is using a lot of, you know, alternative media, new media. He is doing that, but Trump's getting more hardcore as he goes, and he isn't fully on board with, you know, with our ideas, but clearly, he's got the system upset. I appreciate your call. Closing comment on that, Gerald Celente.
Well, yes, he does. And again, this shows you the opportunity for a new direction. And to me, by the way, the only way it's really going to happen is with a new third party. Again, you put the, more of the same as the, again, and Trump, I think, is that third party candidate. And possibly something could happen from it. But to me, the Republicans and the Democrats, sure. I've had enough of them for the rest of my life.
Do you think he's in danger of being assassinated?
Absolutely.
I think more than Lincoln or Kennedy, anybody, I think, boy, I tell you, he better...
Because the media keeps bringing up, you know, this whole hate thing that they...
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Longevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Longevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I know you can see me, not here's a surprise. I know that you have, cause there's magic in my eyes. I can see for miles and miles and miles and
you know, Sunday I played a Paul Joseph Watson video that I said is the model of how to expose tyranny. I said it's pretty much better than anything I've done. And just in content and how he lays it out is about as hardcore as it gets. Just straight, clean facts, devastating. Ja'Kari Jackson does some one-minute news vignettes that are as strong. In fact, I just brainstorm up here on air. So that's why I say a lot of my ideas on air, is only have time to say it off air. Ja'Kari does such great reports, but when he does those 1 minutes, they're so hard hitting. That's what I think Ja'Kari should do, we should all do, is take like 1 minute of voiceover, but then weave it in with a couple clips and or maybe a report. But it's that style Ja'Kari does that is just sounds like, you know, million-dollar voice broadcaster. But then it's also, of course, a million into a million, billion-dollar voice broadcaster, but then it's the content and the words he chooses Knight has a great talent. Biggs, all of them. I mean, they're all talented. It's just that Watson does like these 3 and 4 minute videos that are over the top strong. He did one on Sunday dealing with what the media doesn't want you to see. I think was the headline at the Chicago rally. And then he did another one about the media promoting the assassination of Trump that's gone viral. But, you know, getting 500,000 views just isn't enough. We have videos that have, you know, 20 million views apiece. I want to dominate. But here's the new story on Infowars.com. Infowars featured in new Trump campaign video. And it takes a clip of Paul's report, which Trump's welcome to use whatever we do, obviously. I think some of our graphics crew with the debate coverage graphics they made looks much better than anything Trump ever had. I'm just saying. We're just offering our services here to the battle against the elite. I mean, you got George Soros, the communist Chinese, the Pope, the whole New World Order, foreign governments, the Clintons, the Republican establishment saying they're going to steal the popular vote from this guy and we're not going to get behind him. It's an absolute no-brainer. So Paul's got a bunch of these videos, and I've been meaning to play them. In fact, there's another one that I meant to play yesterday I didn't play. This is your car report. I want to play too. It's real good. And I want to go to your calls. I want to go to Dominique. I want to go to Jeff, Dave, Mel, Cameron, and others. But this video needs to go viral. And, again, if you scroll down, you can see the assassination of Donald Trump. That's the latest video. But Paul needs to add his other video under it. Let's just go to his YouTube channel and give me the actual names of it. So when I start stuttering and bumbling around on air, it's because I can't get the answer to something. Yeah, there it is. Yeah, that one only has 124,000 views. There's another one that has 500,000 views. And again, we've got videos with like 800,000 views that are people fighting with each other. But then something really important like this doesn't get any views. Yeah, here's the one. The truth about the anti-Trump Chicago riot, 675,000 views. Sounds great, doesn't it? No, it's 500,000 yesterday. It needs to be 67 million. We'll know the country's being saved when instead of it being Justin Bieber in his underwear, you know, getting 100 million views, somebody battling to at least allow us to have a level playing field for our industry. When people start getting concerned with that, that's when we know we've turned the corner. The assassination of Donald Trump is one of the videos. The truth about the anti-Trump Chicago riot. And when you look at this and you look at how he puts it all together in their own words, it's powerful. So let's play the new Donald Trump campaign ad. Great job, the crew. Just scrambled and just got this the last minute when I was told about it. And then we will go back to your calls and more news. But it is extremely important that you realize the real viral videos in the new war are going to come from you, from we the people. From all of us. Just as Trump isn't advertising and spending money with the establishment, he just puts out his videos, counting on the grassroots. That's what we do. We count on you to take action. They're doing everything they can to hack attack us, to denial of service attack us, to have horrible people come after us, dirty tricks, you name it. I don't complain about it. I'm not a victim. I'm an overcomer. And I love fighting tyrants. They think they're better. They think they're smarter. They think they got it all figured out. I've got to do what I'm doing because my guts won't let me do anything else. You understand that? My guts run the show, folks, and I can't screw anybody over. But let me tell you something. Somebody tries to screw me over, I don't take any pleasure in defeating them except the satisfaction of the fact that they're not going to be able to go on hurting others. Well, they're going to certainly have been taught a serious lesson. These people want to dominate you and your family because they're lusting after power because they're not powerful people. You are powerful. When you send an InfoWars link out on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, or 1,000 other platforms, when you tell folks on iHeartRadio to tune into us and our podcast, when you tell people to, you know, to check out our videos and our free feeds, you are changing the world. You have the incredible power to crush the globalists, to break their back. You've already been taking action, and they're already scared. But if you really stand up, it's over. So commit every day. When you get up in the morning, you're drinking coffee, send out some InfoWars links. Sign off with InfoWars.com. And, you know, a key point in your email. Tell folks at work about it. Roll down your window. Tell somebody to tune into the local station you're listening to right now to listen to this broadcast. Become a sponsor at a local station. Go ask to speak in front of the church. Get up there and just talk about the attack on free speech in America and say you may not even support Donald Trump, but the fact that churches aren't supposed to talk about our leaders and America is wrong. We have a right. We must exercise our free speech or lose it. These are the type of things you need to do. You have to get out of your comfort zone. And I know many of you have done it, but it's only a fraction of the listeners that actually buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. We know it is a fraction of the audience that spreads the word and shares links. We know. We have the analytics. And I'm telling you, if just a few more percentage points of you buy the products, if a few more percentage points of you out there spread the word and send out links and shoot your own YouTube videos or do your own local radio show, I don't know, just do it. All of us doing something right now, this is the season of change. The enemy is coming in right now to take over. But there is a spirit rising against it. Be part of that. Be part of history. It's the animating contest. Get excited. Don't let them grind you down. It's enjoyable, say, lifting weights is an analogy. At first you start pushing those big heavy dumbbells up and maybe you're a little tight and hurts, but after the second, third set, you got a lot bigger weights in your hands and it just feels so good to be doing it. It's like politics or life. You think it's not fun till you make it fun. It's so satisfying when you don't clean your garage out and you feel all sick about it and you procrastinate at first, kind of headachey, and you don't want to do it, and I can go in and watch TV, or I can go to the park, or I go to a movie, or I got to balance my checkbook online. You just go, I'm just going to clean the garage. You just clean the garage, throw it all out, sweep it all out. 2 hours later, you're sweating, take a shower, you feel great, you have the best weekend ever. We got to clean out Washington. We got to clean out our neighborhoods. We got to clean out our own lives as well and just get out of being spectators being run over and in the arena. That's where the animating contest is. I'm going to go to your phone calls from Costa Rica to South Carolina, from Pennsylvania to FEMA Region 3. But first, InfoWars featured new Donald Trump campaign video. Here it is.
I am officially running for President of the United States, and we are going to make our country great again. Time magazine last week did an incredible cover story. They said it's a movement, and that's what it is. It's an incredible movement with incredible people. Incredible people.
I continue to believe Mr. Trump will not be president.
They are going to people showing videos of Donald Trump.
It interferes with reason.
Unhinged mobs assaulted people, attacked police, tore up signs, blocked ambulances, fired guns in the air, and threatened to rape women.
The liberal media and Ted Cruz and Brent Boy Marco Rubio are all blaming Donald Trump.
Frankly, Donald has created a very toxic environment, and it's really in dividing people.
And liberals are always first in line to try to restrict the First Amendment rights of others. And I want to say a word about these other spineless GOP candidates. You know, instead of exploiting this situation to try to prop up their failing campaigns, what they ought to be doing is standing up and saying, you know, we may not agree with everything Trump says. We may not even like the way he says it, but we are standing in solidarity with his First Amendment rights. They won't do that because they're too weak to do that, which is why they're losing.
And that's why they push all those weak political candidates, is because they will bend over, they will lay down, they will sell out. They think it's cute, they think it's fun. They don't believe in you, they don't believe in freedom. They want to silence everyone. And if they can silence Trump, they can silence everybody. The good news is the people are waking up to it. They're seeing through it in a big way. That's a strong video, but I'm telling you, it's nothing compared to the two Paul Watson videos that are also linked to the same story at InfoWars.com. and prisonplanet.com. I'm going to come back and take some phone calls, and then I'm going to get into this fact. It is a problem. Trump is first and only candidate to qualify as GOP nominee. Trump meets delegate threshold for GOP's Rule 40, Kit Daniels article, Infowars.com. But here's the problem. The RNC came out and said, we don't care. We warned you of this, but it's a big deal. They said, we're just going to take the delegates at the RNC. You go, well, that's crazy. That's the whole point. They work for the Democrats, folks. They're sabotaging in front of you.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of proteins. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Turn on the news and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
We're going to go to Cameron. We're going to go to John, Dave, Michael, and others. But first, Costa Rica. Beautiful Costa Rica. Never been to Costa Rica, but I've seen videos and photos. They say it's about as pretty as it gets. Why am I digressing off into that? Because I talk about the next thing pops in my head. That's why. You talk about teleprompter free, talking point free. This is it. Mel in Costa Rica. You're on the air worldwide. Thanks for calling.
Wow, Mr. Alex Jones, it's been since 1999 that I've been trying to talk with you. It's unbelievable. I'm very excited right now, very emotional, tell you the truth. I've been listening to you religiously, my friend, forever. I tell everybody to listen to you. There is no New World Order in Costa Rica. If there is one, I can tell you the cops do not enforce it. Okay? Donald Trump is coffin nails to the New World Order. There's no question about it. I hope they don't kill him. I hope he wears a helmet on his head because they might take a shot and go for his head. Let me tell you something. There's a movement going on in the United States. It almost makes me want to move back to the United States for like 6 months out of the year, as long as Trump is in power. But I'll tell you what, Mr. Jones, they're going to do everything in the book to try and derail him. They're going to come up with every dirty trick in the book. Let me tell you something. When they come up with something like, hey, you know, his wife falls naked. I mean, so what? I mean, think about it. Who would you rather picture naked? Her or Barbara Bush, right, for example? I mean, this is ridiculous.
Well, also, it's all selective. He doesn't hide any of that. That's why evangelicals are voting. He goes, because he doesn't act like a fake Christian. He is a Christian. He's not a Pharisee, though, who does all this evil stuff secretly, but then acts pious in public. He says, hey, they don't like Ted Cruz because he's a liar. And so that's what it comes down to, is that people got to understand that, you know, Hillary is literally funding jihadis to kill hundreds of thousands of Christians. And you know, Hillary's got all these girlfriends. That'll never be an issue. But the fact that Trump's been divorced and that Trump's had girlfriends when he was divorced, or that he, you know, dated Playboy playmates, big deal. And I'm not pushing that as something I want my daughter to do, but I know this. I'd much rather, you know, something like that than my daughter be out there, say, working in an abortuary. You know, there's scales of all this. None of us are perfect. We want to love God. We want to be good. But we don't sit there using it as a way. It's like Christian political correctness. There's all these social justice warrior Christians that kind of political correctness comes out of, who go around henpecking everybody, men and women, about how good they are policing your speech or your behavior or how you act. They ought to get the beam out of their eye first, brother. So what do you think will happen if they do assassinate Trump? Because I'll just be honest. I think there's about a 70% chance somebody's going to take a shot at him. I think there's about a 40, 50% chance they're going to kill him. He's for real. There's no doubt. I think they're going to try to kill him. And I think there's a 70% chance somebody's going to pull a trigger. Again, 40, 50% chance it's going to hit him and a good chance it's going to kill him. What do you think?
Well, I hope not. And I tell you what, even if he wins by overwhelming demand and they fix the voting machines because they are programmed by the government, unfortunately, and if you trust these voting machines, you need to go get a checkup from the neck up, okay? The reality is that I think that there'll be riots all over the United States, like maybe times 10 or 20, what we saw in L.A. for Rodney King, all from coast to coast, not just in L.A.
That's right. So, but then they'll activate Black Lives Matter to go out and riot, and they'll call it a race war. You'll have Trumpians upset rioting in key areas, and then you'll have the Soros activate to cause a civil war. We do not want that. By the way, reports, Trump left off some Florida ballots, dozens of complaints. That's from the Gateway Pundit. That's up on DrudgeReport.com and Infowars.com right now. Good to hear from you, Mel, in Costa Rica. Yeah. Costa Rica is a government globalist command-based safe zone, kind of like Switzerland. I don't know if it'll be as good as Switzerland forever, but the word is, I need to get down there and check it out. The word is it is the cat's meow of Central America. But it's surrounded by collapsing third world hells. So good thing they got a strong border fence, and good thing they picked folks up to try to work there illegally because they don't want their country collapsing and their wages driven down. I've studied Costa Rica, but I haven't been there. Quite frankly, it's my next stop. The next time I leave the United States, that's where I'm going. Unless I may go cover Bilderberg. I'm trying to decide right now. My kids really need me. And I kind of need to run the command base here. I want to go cover Bilderberg. One of our reporters will. I got to have a meeting and find out who wants to go. So I should have reporters fighting for that plum position. We'll see what happens. John in FEMA Region 3, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Yeah, how you doing, Alex?
I'm doing all right, brother.
Hey, listen, I wanted to ask Gerald, but you'd be just as good at this. First thing I want to say is that the Republicans were fully aware of what was going on in Chicago.
Oh, of course. They're all involved. That's why the other Republican leaders all come out, from Ted Cruz to you name it, and say shame on Trump. How dare them? The Democrat Party thugs attack and the Republican leadership and Megyn Kelly, she is the best looking transvestite I've ever seen, gets up there on television and demonizes Trump. Can you believe that?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what really stunned me is that Friday night I was watching Fox the Kelly Show, you know, just to see what she had to say. and she had Rubio on the phone, and he came out with what sounded like a prepared statement, you know. And
stay there. I'm going to come back to you, John. This is a point I've been wanting to talk about.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip. And you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
There I was completely wasting, out of work and down.
I'm going to go back to one of these calls, then pop into Dr. Group for 10 minutes, then back to your calls and into some geopolitical news I need to hit. But to answer my own question, I asked Gerald Celente a question that he answered excellently, but I wanted to add to it last hour. I said, why in history, when there's economic meltdown, do you always see major powers go to war, especially if both sides are having problems? And it's because it makes the domestic groups shut up and not try to overthrow their own government, because instead they're putting all their anger onto the other group, and all the young men are getting killed or maimed battling the other group's young men. There's famous letters between, you know, different kings in Europe. There's one between the king of France and the king of England, where they talk about, yeah, we're having some uprisings, some issues. It's time for another war. And it consolidates power, and it destroys surplus equipment, so you got to buy more equipment. You got to go deeper in debt. When you enter these perfect storms, though, like before World War I or World War II, and almost all historians agree we're in that sector right now, the most dangerous time to ever be alive, because the weapons we now have, the Pentagon says that, the Ministry of Defense says that in England. It's also that the political class is basically an oligarchy. It's a big group of thieves at the top who kind of decide things by consensus and board meetings at Davos, Bilderberg, you name it. Now the public knows those consensus meetings are going on. They never even wanted to have that discussion as if they didn't even exist. Now people are discussing the elites. Now we can look at how they're exempt from taxes and regulations. So that's a huge victory. But the other big factor that's entered into this equation, into this calculus, is that when a system's coming to an end, or when major changes are happening at the end of a cycle, or the beginning of a cycle, it's pretty much the same point. You can't tell when you're ending and when you're beginning until you've already gone out of it. But we're definitely in the major time of change right now, pretty deep into it. I'd say a third in. And with the acceleration of time compression because of technology and everything, and the move towards the mathematical gravity of a singularity, because we're entering into that, and it's compressing time and change, it might be a year, it might be 5 years, but it's moving quick. Whereas previously, change like this would take 20 years, might take 5 years, might take a year, might take a month. Who knows? It's accelerating is all we know. We're in uncharted territory. And so the other big factor is that there's so many special interests that have these consortium meetings, it's hard to find the head to ever stop it. That's a strength of it for its system, but it's also a weakness because the consortiums are fake and they all stab each other in the back more and more as the system destabilizes. So they're all stealing everything, backstabbing each other. Many of them are running for the hills. I told you that 6-7 years ago. Folks said I was a fearmonger. Now it's all over the news that elites are building bunkers and moving to the middle of nowhere and digging in and building offshore pleasure palaces and their own private armies, because they know the mountain of TNT we're sitting on top of historically and politically. So you add that factor in, that's a real wild card. And so that's why it's going to look like they're confident, doing wilder and wilder things, stealing openly announcing all this evil. That's not a sign of strength, folks. It's a sign of weakness that they're just busy going, okay, forget it. Steal all we can. As they get their private jets warmed up. These elites have jets warm 24 hours a day with crews, with containers just full of diamonds and emeralds and art and just all sorts of stuff. I mean, it's admitted. They are now in panic mode. That's in the news now. With their jets warmed up, with the helicopters ready for nuclear war, bio war, total collapse, power outages, asteroids. I don't know. But they're acting like it's the end of the world. Now, I'm going to go to Dr. Group here in just a moment, but finishing up with John in FEMA Region 3, because he was mentioning it. I should have talked about this or told my crew to work on it, but we can only do so much. I've seen Kasich. I've seen Soros. I've seen, on the subject, Republicans. I've seen Cruz. I've seen Rubio. I've seen them all come out and criticize Trump for Chicago when he didn't say or do. They canceled his event. They canceled his free speech with threats. He did nothing. His rhetoric's not incendiary. It's like, can you believe Alex Jones is against open borders? It's so evil. Can you believe Alex Jones is against screen doors on submarines? They just invert reality. So I wanted you to be able to finish up because I actually heard the Rubio call you're talking about on XM Fox. Go ahead.
You got speaking. You couldn't see him because he was on the phone, so I would think that he was reading off a paper. But not more than a minute later, after he got off the phone, they had a live feed from a hotel in Chicago with Cruz. Came out, first thing out of his mouth was the exact same rhetoric.
Exactly. They had him all ready while Chicago was happening. That's the tell, to tell you the first story, to spin it that it was Trump's fault, all concerted.
That was the turning point for me. I mean, that was really absolutely stunning to me.
So you saw Toto pull back the curtain. That was the final piece of evidence for you.
Yep, I actually saw the man behind the curtain, and I don't like it.
So tell me, were you liking Cruz before, but when you saw him in a concerted effort with Rubio, you saw it?
Well, you know, back a couple of years ago when they had the shutdown of the government and Cruz and Palin were out there at the shutdown Veterans Memorial in Washington, you know, he seemed pretty good to me, you know. And then the Bundy thing happened and everybody ran away from that like they had the plague, where they should have been supporting them.
Cruz did a lot of really great stuff, and that's why I ignored the CFR stuff and the rest of it. I said I was concerned, but now the stuff he's doing, if he wasn't bad before, he's made a really bad turn. And he may rehabilitate himself and still be a good senator and make some good votes, but if he tries to steal the election when he doesn't have as many delegates from Trump, he is committing political suicide, in my view. God bless you, John. Thanks for calling. Now, we talk about the big scene of things, but we also like to talk about what's happening down here on the ground individually. And that's why I've got him coming on today, because I saw this article yesterday, and I was well aware of this fact, obviously, and so were you. But to see it in Bloomberg Business, and to see that it's two of the biggest drug companies saying it, and Chicago researchers and top genetic genome project group of the federal government. I mean, it's just group after group coming out saying, biggest discovery ever. We discovered it. They're saying, give us prizes. Most cancers being caused because your autoimmune system's shutting off in the gut. It's like HIV. If your immune system's already run down, you get it, and then your body basically stops fighting. It attacks your T lymphocytes that are the program cells that go out and tell folks who the enemy is. They're basically generals. It takes out your generals and your colonels down to your majors. But the gut is the major front line. And so when it turns off and stops communicating with the rest of the body and stops communicating with the white blood cells in the brain, it's game over. Folks, they knew this thousands of years ago. Anthony quoted Hippocrates, read the Hippocratic Oath, do no harm. They quit giving that 10 years ago, by the way, or about 12 years ago. No more Hippocratic Oath for the doctors. Ought to be a red flag for folks. And I just thought about Group, who's been the strongest person out there, talking about the studies, the research, the facts about the gut. And then I thought about, and how are we doing, Nico, getting the medical doctor on, who they famously did, Dr. Wakefield, who lives in Austin, who did studies showing that autism was being caused by the gut shutting off, and then he found vaccine derivatives in the stomach, antibodies, and that was linked to it, and then it was toxic, poisoning the brain. Well, point is, there's now hundreds of big studies coming out proving it. They've always known. They've been trying to cover it up, and Group's been proven correct yet again. Now, it's not just probiotics that are needed, and we're going to come out with one soon. We're working on it years with Group. We want to have the super, you know, the very best. But whatever you do, there's a lot of brands out there. We'll get his expert view on what he thinks is good. But iodine, I'm going to show you the studies, is just as important with the thyroid, ordering the stomach to basically turn on and activate. Now, that's in layman dumbo terms. I'm going to have Dr. Group break it down for you. But how gut bacteria are shaking up cancer research is the Bloomberg article, and it goes right through, word for word, what Group and all these others have been saying forever. And, of course, Bill and Melinda Gates are obsessed with it. They're heavily researching it. They know what they're doing. And a lot of stuff's killing your gut flora. It's the pesticides. The Roundup's the big one. This has all been engineered. My question to Group first is, congratulations being right yet again, because this is what you mainly focus on, but also, why are they now admitting it when we know these studies have been going on forever? What's the sea change there? It's like 2 weeks ago, the New York Times said, most cancers from viruses, as if they discovered that. It's been known for 100 years, and they're actually putting it in the vaccine. We've caught them. So what do you think is happening here, Dr. Group?
Well, I think they're being forced to join the bandwagon because they see the amount of money that's being made in the organic industry and in the natural healthcare industry. And they know that we're all putting lots of money and lots of time and lots of effort into educating the public. I mean, Hippocrates also said all disease begins in the gut. When I came out with my first book back in the late 90s, it was called Health Begins in the Colon. Well, disease also begins in the gut because we spent 2 years researching the root cause of all disease, cancer, illness, and we came back to the general conclusion that it's all caused by all these chemicals and toxins and GMOs and high fructose corn syrup and pesticide residue. And guess what? It all ends up coming and leaking through the gut into your body. That's how all disease happens. So what's amazing to me, reading the Bloomberg article yesterday or the day before when it came out, here you have pharmaceutical companies investing hundreds of millions of dollars into probiotics, but they're still missing the root cause. You still have to address the root cause of the illness. It doesn't matter if you have the best probiotics in the world, which, by the way, you mentioned we've been working on some amazing technology that you're going to be the first, our company and your company is going to be the first ones in the world to come out with this. New probiotic formula, which has strains from 10,000 years ago. We were able to get some from up in Tibet in the Himalayan mountains, which I'm extremely excited about. But it all boils back to how the gut reacts with everything else in the body. And the gut is just a pipe. It's the outside. I mean, what you take in through the food and the beverages that you consume on a daily basis, the stuff that's not supposed to go into your body is supposed to go out the other end. The gut is just a tube. It's 35 feet long. If you were to take it out and cut it open, it would be the size of a tennis court. But what the pharmaceutical companies and the doctors, and by the way, Big Pharma and the medical profession, this was the highly guarded secret to health. They did not want you to figure out that if you heal the gut, you heal the body.
So why do I call this video so people, when we put it on YouTube and Facebook, will care about themselves? Biggest, you know, medical tyranny secret exposed. Elite scared that this secret has finally gotten out because, as you know, we've documented, done hour-long shows. Bill and Melinda Gates, the elite, they're obsessed. They're all taking probiotics. That's how it leaked out. They know it's the Roundup. They know it's the autism. They know it's everything. And they're doing everything they can to shut this down. This is a big victory that it's all coming out now.
So in a normal human, you have 100 trillion, let's say, organisms that are good, that are friendly, that are actually fighting for you. It's the army within your own body.
Well, let's explain it. They're the buffers that live in all the nooks and crannies, so bad bacteria and bad viruses can't move in. When they all get wiped out, the bad guys now have homes.
And that's exactly what they do with the high fructose corn syrup and everything else in the food and the preservatives and everything.
Well, let me ask you that. What's killing our guts? And on top of probiotics, what are some of the better brands? How important is the nascent iodine? Because that is a plug. It's a win-win, folks. This is really the other part of the equation, just as important, according to you and others, as the probiotics itself, the thyroid, the nerves, the gut. If the fluoride's in there, it can't communicate properly. Explain that to folks.
Well, that's another attack with the toxic halogens, because the gut, if you look at it, is the largest endocrine gland. And we talk all the time about the attack on the endocrine system, which is the thyroid, the pineal, the parathyroid, the pancreas, the ovaries, the breasts, the testicular functioning in males. All of these endocrine glands, the glandular system is what's being attacked, and there's a connection there. And without iodine is necessary for all of our glands in the endocrine system to function. So what they do is they put fluoride, chlorine, bromide in the water, in the food supply, which shuts down our glandular function. As a matter of fact, estrogen itself limits the absorption of iodine. So with all the xenoestrogens too. So iodine is an important part, and that's what they're forgetting. You know, you have to have, you can't just have probiotics without all the other things working in unison as well. They'll probably end up maybe putting some iodine in with the probiotics, but it's an essential factor for a functioning endocrine system. If you don't have the proper amount of iodine in your body, then your thyroid is malfunctioning. Then your pancreas is malfunctioning. Your gut is malfunctioning. T3 and T4, which are produced by the thyroid, have been shown to protect the gut mucosal lining, to protect it from leaky gut syndrome. Hashimoto's has been associated with a leaky gut. So thyroid, mental, everything is linked to the gut. I mean, the Russians and the Germans knew that years ago when they analyzed the appendix, which our medical system still says the appendix is useless. They found that the appendix is the brain of the body, and the brain is actually located at the small intestine and large intestine juncture. The appendix is the microcomputer. It actually sends relays and messages to the endocrine, the neurological, the lymphatic, all of the systems in the body. So every single thing is regulated in the gut, your immune system. your serotonin, dopamine production for the brain, the T lymphocytes, the everything that you can think of. So, and that's usually functioned by and controlled by the amount of probiotics that you have inside the gut. And that's why I think that the pharmaceutical companies are realizing that they finally have to go down that path. That's what they're doing. I mean, look at Bloomberg coming out with the article on probiotics and cancer. So it is the main thing.
Well, what's happening is mainstream media, mainstream science is literally coming out and confirming everything that you and a bunch of other medical doctors and the top experts on this show have said for the last 20 years, not just saying something similar, with major, huge studies at the Human Genome Project and the Chicago Medical Center and all of it, saying the exact thing you have been saying, which is what the ancients said, which is what has just been known. And so congratulations to everybody. This is another huge victory. And folks, obviously, you need probiotics, and you need to get... Group, you talk about the pickled foods. Let's talk about some of the foods folks can get at the grocery store. It's not just about buying our products that also help with the gut. But again, folks, you can't lose the weight. Group told me, you're going to lose weight. You're going to tan better without tan spots. Watch it. I got on iodine for 6 months. I didn't have the liver spots anymore. I didn't get the sunburn spots like I did. I lost tons of weight. I mean, it just turned my body back on. I had to have it.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hi there. Are you an unhappy timeshare owner? Have you ever asked yourself, how can I get rid of my timeshare? Does your story go something like Stacy's story goes? Here's Stacy now.
My husband and I went and visited a resort, and they kind of attacked us, and they kept sending more and more people until we finally said yes, and we bought this timeshare, and then we were stuck in this timeshare that we couldn't get rid of, and we tried all different ways. They made it seem like it was this really great deal, and when we said no originally, then they brought the price down, and then when we still said no, they brought in the manager, and they brought the price down even lower, and they started breaking out in different ways to make it look like it was this really awesome deal. The reality was it wasn't an awesome deal at all.
To cancel your timeshare contract, call ACC today. It's an attorney-based program with a free consultation. The first 20 callers get a 20% discount. Call now, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. Call today, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, Katie Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KATIE. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to katiearmor.com. Come and take it.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Folks, I know I get hysterical because I get so excited. I do the hardcore research. I look at the facts, and then I take action. I'm going to do 5 minutes the next hour to talk to Max and some of the callers like Dave and others that have been holding the longest. And of course, we have David Knight coming up. They have put glyphosate in the food and water by the... folks, look up worldwide amount of glyphosate used since the 70s. I forget. It's something like such and such million, billion tons, and I couldn't even believe the number when I've seen it on the news and stuff, so I don't want to get it wrong. And it's just designed to turn mammals off and give us cancer. It's designed to kill our guts. They're finding that farm animals are getting sick that eat corn and stuff raised with the Roundup. They won't give this stuff to show cattle and show horses because they're not healthy. They won't give vaccines now, veterinarians, to their own animals, except maybe once. This is a revolution against this medical oppression. There are a lot of good things in Western medicine, but it's been taken over. And the fact is, every day I see top news admitting and coming out with the studies they already had, going, okay, you're right, it's true. Group, what are the good ways to get probiotics? What do you think the best brands are? Obviously, you've been super neurotic. We've checked into it in a good way. You are coming out with stuff that people basically only get at medical clinics in Germany and stuff, trying to bring it to the public. It's going to have ice bags with it and stuff when we ship it to people, but it's next level stuff. But separate from that, because I want to know, what's the best brands for me to take? Because I'm taking a couple different ones. I give them to the kids. And then what other foods are good to eat? And then how important is the iodine in closing? Because, I mean, it really is the supercharger.
Yeah, okay. So as far as the best probiotics to take, I mean, I spent 7 years putting together the product that we currently have called Floratrex. And yours, the one that we're going to be coming out with, is even going to be better. It has 50 billion organisms that are live inside the formula, and it's 18 different strains. We're going to add an additional 6 strains, and then we're also going to add that unique, those unique strains that we got from high up in the Himalayas. So that's available right now. You should have yours in stock probably, I'm hoping, in the next few months as well. And that's something everybody should take on a regular basis. As far as just getting good probiotics naturally, good organic raw foods, and then fermented foods. Kombucha is great. Organic apple cider vinegar. Any type of fermented food, yogurts. I do recommend that if you are going to take in any type of yogurt, cottage cheese, anything like that, that you use a certified organic source and move forward with that. And as far as iodine is concerned, yes, it's all about teaching people how to heal themselves. And you can have one thing, and this is why the pharmaceutical companies will never be successful at this. Even though they're jumping on the bandwagon to do these probiotics, they're still not telling people to eliminate the high fructose corn syrup, to eliminate all the pesticide residue in their food. So they're going to take the probiotics, and they're just going to be killed off by all the things that are in
there. So stay away from the GMO, but bare minimum, you know, things like sauerkraut, kombucha. You want to let your kids eat dirt, folks. That's why kids with don't are so sick. Now, again, X2, nascent iodine, why is it the best form of iodine from our research, and why is it so important, and why did it make me lose so much weight? Why did I get better suntans with it? You said that I thought you were crazy. What did it do to me?
Well, first of all, we have every single person in the world right now has a hormone problem, and that means they have alterations in their estrogen, testosterone, progesterone, whatever. It's not like, you know, 5 out of 10 people have that. We all are being attacked, including me, on our endocrine glands, and those are your hormone-producing glands. So iodine is the number one mineral and nutrient that will help detoxify the fluoride, the chlorine, and the bromine, and it'll actually help repair your glandular tissue. So when you help... when you have a functioning endocrine system, which means your thyroid is functioning good, your gut is functioning well, you're able to break down foods, and everything is synergistically combining to where you're healthy, you end up losing weight.
All right, we're out of time. Thank you. Fourth hour coming up. Infowars.com/show. Get X2. Infowarslife.com today. Changed my life. Try it out. Fourth broadcast. Can't lose. Stay with us.
Communications Radio Network.
Secret 12, InfoWars Live.